From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. New Hampshire votes. Media are projecting that businessman Donald Trump has won the Republican presidential primary in New Hampshire. They say Senator Bernie Sanders is the victor in the Democratic contest. Both candidates have a commanding lead over their nearest opponents. In the Republican race, the only surprise of the night could be who finishes second and third. Those results are too close to call. The U.S. spy chief told Congress Tuesday that North Korea has restarted a plutonium reactor that could provide fuel for nuclear weapons. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper spoke to the Senate Armed Services Committee Tuesday. In his annual assessment of worldwide threats, Clapper pointed to possible cyber attacks.
Russia and China continue to have the most sophisticated cyber programs. China continues cyber espionage against the United States. Whether China's commitment of last September moderates its economic espionage remains to be seen.
Clapper said Islamic militants will continue to plot against U.S. targets overseas, but within the United States, the biggest threat will be posed by homegrown violent extremists. For the first time since August 2013, forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad are within 25 kilometers of the Turkish border in northern Syria. They continue to press a Russian-backed offensive that is said to be throwing rebel forces into disarray. Chad's president, Idriss Deby, says he will run for a fifth term in April's election, but he promises to restore term limits if he wins. Deby seized power in a 1990 coup. For more on these and other stories, look at our website. It's at voanews.com. This is VOA News.